Community leaders, residents, and experts in the medical field gathered in Washtenaw County to discuss the ongoing opioid crisis. The event was hosted by the Washtenaw Health Initiative Opioid Project. Over 200 people attended the Washtenaw County Opioid Summit held at Washtenaw Community College. The focus was how stigma continues to impact the opioid crisis in our county. Ximena Lovelock is the county health officer.
Stigma is a very challenging area to tackle because it has an impact in so many different ways. And one of those ways certainly is presenting a barrier, an obstacle for people getting the services and the help that they need because they are either afraid or ashamed to disclose that they might have a problem, that they might have an addiction.
But those obstacles haven't kept the Washtenaw County Health Department from making some improvements. Between January and May of 2019, opioid-related deaths in the county decreased by 22% compared to last year during that same period. Last year, a total of 81 people died of an opioid-related death in our county. Lovelock says the use of naloxone, medication designed to reverse an opioid overdose, has made a difference.
Last few years now have been able to put funds and resources towards making naloxone more available, having more people trained, not just law enforcement or first responders, but community members also trained so that if they are with someone who is overdosing or has overdosed, they're able to administer naloxone and potentially save a life.
During the summit, the Washtenaw County Health Department also mentioned that thanks to partnerships with local addiction treatment groups such as Work at Health, they've seen a 12% decrease in the overall opioid-related poisonings reported in the county. Lisa McLaughlin is the co-founder of Work at Health in Ann Arbor. They offer recovery services by phone 24 hours a day.
As a way to meet people where they are and get them where they're trying to go, because many people are in very early stages of readiness and aren't ready to make that full leap into an intensive inpatient program. And so we're able to work with them, build supports around them, and then get them there if they need to go there. But oftentimes we find people can use telehealth alone to recover.
27-year-old Cordy Rourke suffered from opioid addiction in the past and is in recovery. He was the keynote speaker at the summit and says local addiction treatment resources saved his life.
A good chunk of people who get addicted to substances can't quit without assistance, so it's crucial. There would be a lot more deaths and a lot more people currently struggling if we didn't have the current resources we have. And I think if we bolster community resources, we can keep those numbers going down.
Dr. Joel Cross is an emergency physician at St. Joe's Hospital in Ann Arbor. He also attended the summit and says he's seeing a new trend of opioid-related cases in the ER.
Folks who are in coming in with opioid withdrawal. So they haven't been able to get their opioids, so now they're withdrawing, they're having symptoms of anxiety, fast heart rate, diarrhea, and this is the new big push for treatment from our department. How can we help these patients so they don't go back to using street heroin, getting into fentanyl, abusing or misusing their opioid medications. So one of our big initiatives now is recognizing these patients with an opioid use disorder while they're in the emergency department.
The county is also working with local law enforcement agencies to continue addressing the opioid crisis in Washtenaw County. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.